Today, I'm here with Mr. Vonk. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you for asking. So, I know you attended Mount Vernon High School, so I'm going to be asking you some questions about it. So, why did you choose to teach at Mount Vernon, even though you attended it?
I really enjoyed the school when I was a student. And so I started out, when I first was teaching, I was at a different school called Sheridan. But I was living in Mount Vernon throughout that time and always kind of wanted to come back to Mount Vernon. So once the opportunity came up, I did that.
Nice. And what classes do you teach, and have you taken those in high school?
I mostly have...
Cody Braxton, please come to the office. Cody Braxton, please come to the office.
Here, let me re-ask that real quick. So, what classes did you choose to teach, and did you take them in high school?
I mostly have 11th grade American literature classes. I do teach a mythology class right now, or I did in the first semester, and a composition class in the second. And I did take American literature in 11th grade. I had Mrs. Brandis, and I had Mrs. Massa for mythology.
Okay, and what has changed? What changes have you seen in the school since you attended?
There hasn't been all that much change. A lot of the stuff is still familiar. Some of the same teachers are still here. And a lot of the building is the same, and they've just kind of made different renovations over time, but it still kind of feels like the place where I went.
So, have any of the current teachers taught you when you were in high school?
Yes. Mrs. Crable was my 10th grade English teacher and creative writing teacher. Mrs. McClure was my Jacket Journal teacher. Mr. Fetters was my study hall teacher. I'm trying to think if I had any of the others. I think that might be all.
Yeah, I've had all those teachers. So what's your favorite thing about coming back to Mount Vernon to teach?
I think just getting to be with people who used to be teachers of mine, or people who I've known just from living in the community, and now especially that my kids are getting a little bit older. I have a couple of them that are in middle school now, and so they'll be coming through the high school, so it's just kind of cool to be part of that community.
And did you see yourself being a teacher when you were in high school?
I don't think I knew for sure, but that was definitely always one of the things that I was considering. And when I went to college, I became an English major right away. And so I always kind of thought that was a likely path.
And what rules have you seen changed over the years?
I don't know if there's been that much change in the rules. There's been different. I was actually just looking back at one of the old Jacket Journals that I wrote in about this PASS program that we used to have for seniors. And I think they, over time, different things get different names and things like that. But a lot of the policies seem like they've carried over from my time as a student.
Oh, okay. And what makes Mount Vernon special to you?
It's just where I grew up. So the town and the school are just always places that are familiar to me, and that I've made a lot of memories with. And so it's just a special place to me.
All right. Well, that's all the questions I have. Thank you for coming.
All right. Thanks.